With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to Steve Harvey FM and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now.
Buckle up. Hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject: my man treats me like an afterthought. Dear Steve and Shirley, I've been in a relationship for almost 2 years, and when I think about the things this man has shown me sexually and mentally, I am floored. He literally takes my breath away. But there are a few problems with our relationship. We've never spent a night together, and I've never met his family, except for his twin daughters and their mother. What? Except for his twin daughters and their mother. It was a quick hi and bye when we ran into them at Target. We were not together on our 1 year anniversary because of his job. You got it now. I didn't see him on Valentine's Day because he had his daughters that night. I saw him the next day and he gave me flowers. His birthday is 3 days before Christmas, but I didn't see him until Christmas Eve because his grandparents were in town. There was nothing on Christmas Day, and he went to church for New Year's Eve without me. Then he came over for a few hours on New Year's Day to make up for it. I don't discuss how I feel about things for fear of running him off, because he told me his ex-girlfriend nagged him a lot. He is always busy. If I ask to see him, but when he calls me, I will drop everything to be with him. I don't know why he's acting this way, and I pray it's not what my subconscious is telling me it is. In his defense, he does work extreme hours. He has his kids every other weekend, and he likes to chill with his boys to unwind. I offered to cook dinner at his house so we could have a heart-to-heart, and he said he still needs to buy furniture and fix his place up before I can come over. I need him to make me a priority in his life. How can I get this through to him? Has our relationship run its course? He'll never make you a priority. He'll never do that because guess what? He already has a priority in his life. Okay, he has a priority. You should have entitled this letter, "For 2 years, I've been in a relationship with a married man." Because that's what it is. I mean, think about it. You never, ever get holidays. You don't get Christmas. You don't even get his birthday, which is 3 days before Christmas. You don't get New Year's Eve. You don't get New Year's Day. Well, you get a couple of hours when he decides to come over. You don't get Valentine's Day. That's the day for lovers. You don't get anything. And he played you so hard. He told you his ex-girlfriend nagged a lot, so now you're scared. You said you're scared of running him off. You're scared to tell him how you feel and what all of this means to you and why doesn't he spend more time with you and what's going on. You're scared to bring up how you feel. He puts you off. He's always too busy for you. He's got the kids every other weekend or he's going out with his boys. You can't even go over his house because he doesn't have any furniture, really? And you make excuses for him at every turn. You have to stop this. Talking about in his defense, he's very busy. Yeah, busy with his wife and family running away from you. You have to stop all of this. You got to stop seeing him. You have to stop answering his calls, stop calling him, stop everything, all of the above, because you already know what's going on. You said it. Your subconscious, you don't want it to be what your subconscious is telling you that it is. Well, that's what it is. Listen to your subconscious, all right? Please, please don't be stupid on this. I mean, don't be. Get yourself together. Listen to your head and not your heart in this situation. The man has a wife. Steve?
I just, wow.
I know. How long have we been doing these letters?
Yeah. How obvious does it have to be?
Yeah.
How many times have we given advice on this subject right here? You say, my man treats me like an afterthought. That's because that's what you are. See, you solved the answers in the letter. I've been in a relationship for 2 years. And now hear the glory of it. When I think about the thing this man has shown me sexually and mentally, I'm floored. What? Well, let's talk about what he done showed you. We don't know what he's doing sexually. But obviously, you sprung. He literally takes my breath away. Now, here go the letter. We got some problems, though. We've never spent a night together, and I've never met his family. What? 2 years, and you ain't been over his house. And later on in the letter, it say, because he ain't got no furniture.
Right.
Who it take 2 years to get a couch?
2 years to make it get a couch?
Who done got this place, and in 2 years, ain't got a couch, ain't got no damn bed, ain't got a TV. Who been at their house for 2 years without no damn cable and somewhere
know,
to
Steve.
Sit?
I don't know.
Where do he eat when he at home?
Yeah.
What do you mean he don't have furniture? Listen to me. And I've never met his family except for his twin daughters and their mother. And it was a quick high and by. We ran into them in Target. That was an accident. That was a damn accident. He damn sure wasn't intending for you to meet them then, but you did. We were not together on our one-year anniversary. That's because y'all don't have anniversaries. What is you making up? Y'all don't have anniversaries. Because of his job, I didn't see him on Valentine's Day. That's because you ain't his Valentine. I'm going to just give it to you. Because he had his daughters that night. Who spend Valentine's with their damn kids?
Right.
We're supposed to be having sex on Valentine's Day. What is your kids in here for? Get your ass away from the door.
Crazy.
I got the rest of it for you when I come back.
I know you do, Steve.
I'm not even pulling no punches with this.
Please don't. We'll have part two of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, Steve, come on. Let's recap today's strawberry letter. My man treats me like an afterthought.
Well, that's because you are, and it's all in the damn letter. Other than when y'all having this crazy-ass sex where you done learned so much, you on the flow. So now, he literally takes my breath away. But then we got some problems. She ain't never spent a night at the man's house. Mm. 2 years. Why? Because he say he don't have no furniture yet. My question is, who ain't bought a couch in 2 years?
I don't know, Steve. I do not know.
Where do he eat when he at home? He just stand in the middle of the floor with some containers. I've never met his family except for his twin daughters and their mother, and it was a real quick high and by. We ran into them at Target. That was a damn accident.
Oh, yeah.
We were not together on our one-year anniversary. That's because y'all don't have anniversaries. I'm just going over what I went over, and then I'm going to get to the rest of it. Because of his job, I didn't see him on Valentine's Day. No, that ain't because his job. It's because you didn't see him on Valentine's Day because you ain't his Valentine. Because he had his daughters that night. Who the hell spend Valentine night with their kids? Even if it's my week of custody, somebody finna watch their ass on Valentine's night. Because I got to go see somebody naked with a diaper on with a bow and arrow. Cupid. I done played Cupid on Valentine's Day. I done jumped out the closet with a diaper on.
Yeah, you never I'm trying the first. To, you never.
Damn, long time ago, y'all ain't know me then. I was young. I had the body for that diaper.
Okay.
I saw him the next day, and he gave me flowers. You know why you got flowers? Cause he spent all the money on the purse and the candy on the other girl. And anybody can give you flowers. That's just stop. They sell them on the corner. His birthday is 3 days before Christmas, but I didn't see him until Christmas Eve because his grandparents was in town.
Wow.
Who need 4 days with some old-ass people to say Merry Christmas? Who need 4 damn days with some old people to say Merry Christmas? Then there was nothing on Christmas Day. Oh, no. That's where you're wrong. Oh, Christmas Day was popping.
It was lit. It was jolly.
Kids, family, woman, Christmas was lit. It just wasn't with you. Because who can leave their house on Christmas Day? And why would he not come over to your house on Christmas Day? He ain't got no damn furniture. He ain't even got no nothing to sit on and look at the damn lights on the tree. Everybody like putting their tree up, getting a cup of coffee or some hot chocolate, looking at the tree and daydreaming and having fun. That's the purpose of a tree.
Christmas magic, yeah.
Yeah. That was nothing on Christmas Day. And he went to church on New Year's Eve without me. That man was not in church on New Year's Eve. He was just without you. He told you he went to church on New Year's Eve. His ass ain't go to church on New Year's Eve. Then he came over for a few hours on New Year's Day to make up for it. Oh, I bet that's when y'all was in the flow having some of that mind-blowing sex. Mm. I don't discuss how I feel about things for fear of running him off because he told me his ex-girlfriend nagged him a lot. You know why? Because she was trying to figure out, how the hell you gonna come over here? Because he ain't had no furniture in this apartment for about 8 years.
Oh, really?
She worried his ass to death about coming over, and she had never spent the night over there. Mm. Okay, he's always busy if I ask to see him, but when he calls me, I drop everything. I don't know why he's acting this way.
What?
You've been with him 2 years and you don't know why he's acting this way. He can't act no other way. He got a family. He got a family. He can't act no other way. I pray it's not what my suspicion is telling me it is. Stop praying for something God gives you to protect you. You have this thing called intuition. It's telling you, now you want to call it your subconscious. I'm praying it's not what my subconscious is telling me. It's your intuition, and it is telling you that. And God gives it to women to protect them. And all of women out there listening know, every time they go against what their intuition tells them, they pay for it. Every woman has done it.
True.
Now, in his defense, he does work extreme hours. What is he, a forest fighter?
Come on, for real.
What job he got where he works extreme hours? What is he in the UFC? He a cage fighter? What is extreme hours? So he don't get no time. He working all these hours and still can't buy no damn couch and bed. But he work extreme hours.
That's right,
and still ain't bought no damn.
A protest office.
That's right.
He has his kids every other weekend, and he likes to chill with his boys to unwind. I like chill with my boys to unwind too. But I'd rather be somewhere having sex. What are you talking about? I want to cook dinner at his house. He can't have you over there. Somebody over there already cooking. And they're not going to understand you coming over because that's their kitchen.
Right. All right,
Steve. I need him to make me a priority in his life. He's not. How can I get through to him? You can't. Is our relationship run its course? You have no relationship. That's the strawberry letter.
All right. Thank you, Steve. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. And please don't forget to check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.